podcast.
David, I'm joined by Si.
Hello.
And Aaron.
Hello.
Do you Adam need it?
Yeah, three
How
of us.
How are we all?
I'm alright.
Trio. The Triforce. Well, we can't say that. That's the name of another podcast. Trifecta.
That's probably the name of something, some podcast.
Yeah, but it's a real word, so no one can steal it.
Although, I guess the Triforce have stolen it from other games.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
It sounds somewhat familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, there was, wasn't there a Zelda game?
The Triforce is the thing that you try and retrieve every Zelda game.
Okay.
It's the McStuffin, whatever it is. MacGuffin.
I don't know, I've only played two Zelda games. I've not played that much of either of those, so...
Yeah, it's the MacGuffin that we use in Zelda.
Okay.
That is the thing. So what have we all been up to?
Video editing, mostly. I've played a bit more of games that I've talked up to about before, but mostly video editing. And art editing and getting my head around
Are these videos for our Epic podcast?
For the YouTube channel.
YouTube channel? Yes. Where can people find us on the YouTubes?
We don't. You have to go and search for the Infinite Loopcast at the moment. Oh. Unfortunately, we don't have a custom URL.
Okay.
But
if more people search for us and subscribe to us, then eventually we will.
We will have.
How many
That's
do we need
deal.
To subscribe and search?
100. We need 100 people subscribe to our channel to get.
Do you think we can get that by next week?
If I make 100 alternative accounts.
If you go to the website, theinfinitelootcast.com, and there's a YouTube link on there, take it straight to the site. So it's not that hard. I will at some point have a tab on there that lets you view it straight from our site, but at the moment you have to go through to YouTube. But yeah, so we're due to publish on Tuesday the 30th.
What are we publishing on Tuesday the 30th?
Interview on No Truce with the Furies.
No Truce with the Furries, I think you'll find it's called.
No, I think you'll find it's Furies.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely Furies, it's not Furries.
Yes.
Was this a discussion with the devil or something?
Yeah, they said a lot of people thought they were making a furry game.
Yeah.
But Furries is double R, this is single R.
Okay.
Yes.
What happens in No Truce with the non-furries?
It's a very strange game, wasn't it?
It's quite an interesting game. You're a washed-up detective, bit of a drunk, that has some psychosis, and you have to basically balance how much you drink and how much you view things and what graphic things you... Because your mental stability is part of your management part, so you're managing your mental stability while you're trying to solve a case.
It's an adventure game.
It's sort of like a point and click adventure.
It didn't have any action bits, did it, Aaron? Did we just not get that far? I can't remember.
I don't remember. I have just gone through the interview, but I don't remember them saying that there's any action. I think there are some action-y pieces, but I don't think it is action. You choose options to how you fight and things. I can't remember whether it's real time or whether it's turn based, or whether it's timers or something. But yeah, it's done by some artist people. So they're all into poetry, and the artwork's done by an oil painter, and yeah, they were trying to go for the high art stuff. But it is very wordy. From what we saw. It's very wordy.
How wordy is wordy?
JRPG style wordy.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, it's quite wordy. I do believe they're going for voice acting. Whether they've got it all voice acted, I don't know. The trailer seems quite cool, but we'll see. We'll see how well it goes. But yeah, I plan to give it a go.
I wasn't enamoured with the demo when we were at EGX. The people were very nice, but the game, I don't know, it was very, very wordy.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of clicking through. But then if it's a texty type adventure-y, it seems like a sort of a cross between a visual novel and a point-and-click adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So there's branching paths and things, and you can decide how good or how bad you go, how corrupt you are, and it did seem quite corrupt, the whole everything, and yeah, you're not the best of, you're not the most moral of people as well to start with, so we'll see how that goes. Apparently it's coming out this year. I don't know when. They released their announcement trailer, I think January. It's either late December or early January, so we don't know when it's released because there's not a date yet. So that's coming up, as I say, on the 30th. We've already got Battalion 1944 up there. If anyone wants, we've got most, if not all, of the videos from all the interviews we did last year. So if anybody wants us to get one of those up, bumped up the priority and get out sooner, then yeah, just drop us a line. Either comment on one of our videos, which would be great, or just send us a text, a tweet or an email, and I'll try and endeavour to bump up the priority of whichever one people want to see first. I will do Shadow of War at some point, because that's a nice interview with a nice big dragon behind it, and that was quite nice. So we'll get that done, because that was quite visually nice as well. But yeah, I'm trying to get ones done that aren't out yet.
Okay.
So, you know, to try and inform people's buying, give them some more information to hand when they think about buying stuff.
There's quite a few are out. I think the only one that maybe isn't is the robot one.
The robot one? So there's quite a lot of the stuff we interviewed, because I don't think Fear Effect 7 is out yet.
Okay.
Then that's made it out yet. Obviously Battalion isn't out yet. No Truce with the Furies isn't out yet. I'm trying to think of the others. I'm just scanning, going to scan back through the things. The Occupation isn't. I don't think that one's coming out. Shopkeep 2, I don't think's out yet. So there's a whole bunch of them.
Shopkeep 2 last year?
I don't think it's out yet. Shopkeep's out. I think Shopkeep 2 may be in early access. That's a... Fair Effect Segment isn't out.
Is that bad?
Lost Words, I don't know. I'll have to have a look. Jalopy's been out ages.
Was that the weird Mars game? No, that was JCB Mars Adventure or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's in early access at the moment. I've been trying to get that to work, but it's a bit ropey. It's still a bit buggy, so. But yeah, we've got a whole bunch of games. The thing is, some of them I don't think are ever coming out. So, some of them were the National Film and Television.
Right, yeah. People.
So
that bear game.
Yeah, because I don't know whether that's ever coming out. So obviously, because they did the whole piece as part of their studies, but once their studies are complete, I don't think they have to release the game. I don't think that's part of their studies, is actually releasing the game.
That's a shame.
So yeah, it's really annoying, because you get to see all these games that, you know, it's like we saw a few at this year's thing, like the Sparklepalooza, what's the other one? The ship combat one. So we saw a couple. The Grand Mission, that was it. So we saw those, and, you know, the Sparklepalooza looked like a nice little platforming game. You know, I don't particularly like platform games, but it seemed all right. But yeah, I don't know whether that's ever coming out.
It's annoying.
The Grand Mission looked like it could be quite interesting, managing your time, because you had two screens you had to manage at the same time, two sides of the screen. So that was quite an interesting tactic. That was quite buggy though at the time. But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I'd say I don't know whether they're coming out. So if they're teasing those at EGX and then you never get to see them, that's just a bit annoying, really. At least most of the people here, while Flashing Lights may never come out because their Kickstarter failed, it probably will do because they've got a publisher and
they're... I think our publisher and the Kickstarter was, you know, just an attempt probably to see popularity.
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know. It may take a while then if it's, you know, if they haven't got the funding to give up his day job, maybe it's going to take a long time to come out. And we'll have to see.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah, because that's normally why people go to Kickstarter, isn't it? To try and either fund some assets or being created. Or,
I don't know, is it?
A lot of the time. A lot of the indie devs don't go for full funding from Kickstarter. They go for either, you know, getting voice actors in or getting musicians in or paying for their time so they can take some time off to work on the game. So that's a lot of the time that's what the Kickstarter is, so that they can fund part of the game. But yeah, we'll see whether I'll work through them, and if I can I'll get them all done. If not, I shall try and focus on a few, because Bomber Crew's out now, Vostok Inc's out, I don't know about the rest.
Yeah, Vostok, I platinum that in the end. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I played it quite a lot on Steam because it was working on my tablet. But then I got some other little games that will work on the tablet too, so. The cloud save killed it for me. The lack of cloud saves across Steam.
Did it not have cloud saves?
No.
Because I think on the PlayStation it does.
Yes.
I think it had cross...
Because it cross saves, doesn't it? It doesn't. You don't. It's not cross.
By. But I think it is cross save.
Yeah, cross play. That's it. It's not cross buy, but it's cross play. So if you do buy both copies, you can play it on both. And it does save to the cloud. But for some reason on Steam it didn't. So I don't know. We'll see. But yeah. So hopefully I'll get another interview up this week. I'm planning. The Occupation is the next one I'm planning, because I don't think that one's out yet, so I'll plan to get that one up. See if we can get that one up this week. But yeah, that's my plan. But yeah, I've been playing more Islands, Elite Dangerous Beta, and Star Citizen, and that's about the sum total of it outside video editing.
Yeah, I saw some stuff about Star Citizen. They don't seem to know what they're doing with the game, do they?
I don't know, they just published the roadmap.
There was a load of stuff about, you know, stealing ships and whether you get to keep them or not.
Oh, that's the thing at the moment. The devs are... people just posting things to their thing, and they're coming out and saying... they haven't clarified. One dev's posted on their forum to say, no, you can't keep the ships you steal at the moment. But there's a big debate on whether you can and can't keep a ship you steal. But that's the way it is. That's the open development platform. It's not a big deal, is it? The idea is that if you steal a ship, you will be able to get cash from it. Whether you'll be able to keep it as a ship...
It's different.
...is, you know... They've already said you probably can't insure all of it, which is, you know, fair enough. You can't insure a stolen car. Well, probably not anyway, because you have to own it to insure it or know the keeper. So you shouldn't be able to insure the ship, but you probably could keep it if you're outside, you know, corporate space. Because the corporates provide the police, so if you're outside UE space... you should be able to keep it in theory. But what they're worried about is because of the insurance scams, they want to try and work out a way of not allowing people to just insurance scam in loads and loads of ships.
Oh yeah, because you could just keep stealing your friend's ship,
yes,
claim on the insurance,
and then keep doing the same again.
Yeah, and they would get money, and you would get money.
Yes. Although you could, in theory, do that anyway. But what they're trying to do is balance it so that the money gained by doing that is offset by the fact that the more insurance claims you make, the slower your insurance claim will take to go through, and the larger your excess will be to pay.
That makes sense, yeah.
On your insurance.
Yeah.
I think is the idea. And then if you don't claim for a while, your excess will go down and the speed will come up. So it may be a way of making some quick cash in a short term, but then if your ship does get blown up, then you're inconveniencing yourself. And the other guy can't. If the other guy gets to keep the ship, he still can't insure it. So if it does get blown up or anything, he can't claim on it.
That makes sense.
And it is illegal. That ship is marked as illegal. So if it enters any police state, anywhere where there is police, it will get marked for destruction. The people in it will get marked as pirates. So it depends. The pirates may be able to do it, but we'll see. We'll see how it works. But they've got to clarify that. There's lots of stuff. They haven't clarified exactly how mining's going to work, how salvage is going to work. So there's lots of things they haven't clarified exactly how it's going to work. And even when they put the systems in, they've still got to tweak them to make them balanced. To be honest, this game probably isn't coming out for another, 2 or 3 years?
You reckon it's that far off from release?
Oh, yeah, it's miles away. There's barely any gameplay. There's a few missions, and there's cargo delivery, and that's all you can do in the game at the moment. And there's one solar system without any big planets or any big cities. So it's fairly limited what you can do at the moment. It's playable, at least now. It's really buggy. The performance is terrible, and there's not much to do. But it is playable. But it is. It's they're marking it as an alpha, and it is really an alpha. Think of what an alpha actually is, and that's what it is. It's early gameplay. You can fly ships. You can land, take off, and trade cargo and do the odd mission. That's about it.
What's the island? You want about the island?
Islands.
Islands. Sorry.
Spelt Wylands. Yeah, it's.
Okay, sorry.
Started.
Yeah.
has he heard a bit about it in the other shows? Has he?
Last show, I.
Do you want to explain to you what Wylands is?
Go on, explain it. Is it a VR game? Isn't it?
It seems to be Dragon's Quest mixed with Minecraft.
No, think Stranded Deep, Minecraft sort of type thing.
It's multiplayer Dragon's Quest.
No,
Dragon's Quest Builders. Dragon Quest.
Dragon's Quest Builders.
I don't know that it is. There's no NPCs or anything. It's more Stranded Deep multiplayer, where you're just building a base on an island, trying to survive, and then go to other islands to get more resources. But you're building base, but it's multiplayer as well, so I've got a server up and running. And I'm playing with a couple of guys I know from the States who play Star Citizen, so. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So apart from that, yeah, bit of Elite Dangerous beta. There's open betas out at the moment with the new ships and stuff, so played a bit of that when it came out last week. But yeah, that's it really. It's okay, I haven't played much of it. So I've been doing video editing. It takes too long. Which is why we hadn't had them out before. But I'm putting the time in now, and we'll get them all out.
Yeah, well, Si's going to have difficulty guessing what I've been up to.
You've been playing Super Mario Odyssey?
No.
Oh, Monster Hunter Stories. Did you buy it? Monster Hunter something, whatever it is. Monster Hunter World. You bought it, didn't you?
Something happened, Si.
What's that?
I found that I had 50 quid spare Xbox credit just literally sat in my Xbox account, of which...
Oh, I hope you picked up Doom for £4 today.
No, I missed that one.
No.
On Amazon.
Actually, that was on Amazon. It wasn't on Xbox. Yeah.
But, yeah, so I discovered this 50 quid credit, and, yeah, I grabbed Monster Hunter World.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I put in a couple of hours. It's miles better than the beta. I'll give it that. It actually has explanations as to what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, that would go a long way.
Yeah, because on the beta, weren't you just fighting the bosses, the monsters? Yeah,
but the beta, you were just thrown in and told to go and kill monsters.
And no, you were just button mashing against this thing.
Yeah, so on this, there's like a little training area that you can go and practice your combos and weapons and stuff. And it just makes much more sense. I haven't fully got to grips with the game. There is a lot of reading tutorial boxes and stuff that I've been doing. But it puts all the tutorials in like a nice little tutorial section in the menu, so you can go back and reread them and sort of study them and pore over them. I will definitely commit to saying it's much better than the beta. Whether it's going to be this magic thing that everyone keeps saying it is, don't know. We shall see.
Well, it's everyone I heard talk about it has said it's a bit Marmite. You either get into Monster Hunter in a big way, or it's not your thing, and you probably should stay away. This one apparently makes it easier to get into, but it's still Monster Hunter in the end. It's an easier to get at Monster Hunter, but it's still lots of combos, lots of systems that you have to understand and know about.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be the first game that I sort of sit down and watch YouTube explanations and stuff. But I'm quite enjoying it. I don't know if it's the Xbox or if it's the game itself, but there's quite a bit of popping in the distance and like the trees and stuff, and that's aggravating me, but that's a pet thing. It's pretty good. Been fairly impressed with it.
Beyond that, to PC as well.
It is, but I don't think till the end of the year.
Yeah, it's later.
It's a long time till it's out on the PC, and I if I'm loving it, I might well double dip on it. I have to see how it goes. It's going to be a slow burn.
Do you not get cross-buy with Xbox now on PC?
Only if it's enabled, and Capcom have obviously not enabled it.
Boo.
Most of the games that do that are Microsoft games.
Well, all Microsoft games are. But there is, so if I go to my...
The odd one or two, isn't there?
There are some. If I go to my library on the Windows PC store, then it will tell me.
So I think the only one I've got is Horizon.
Well, that's Microsoft.
Yes, that's why I've got that one.
The Incredible Adventures of Val Helsing 3. The Walking Dead seems to be. Oxenfree. The Elder Scrolls Tamriel Unlimited is cross-buy.
Okay.
Divinity Original Sin Enhanced Edition. Assassin's Creed Chronicles China. Earthlock Festival of Magic. Oh! Monster Hunter World.
Oh, okay.
No. That's just on the list. It says... It's only available on the. It's on my list, but it's only available on the Xbox.
Yes, yeah. It shows you all the things you've bought.
Hold on. Let me change that filter. That's a cheeky little filter, isn't it?
Yeah. You can see your games you've got on the Xbox because I can see Elite Dangerous.
Oh, in which case I've got Carcassonne, Silence the Whispered World 2, The Last Door Collector's Edition, Voodoo Vince, which is Xbox. Microsoft published that one, and Super Lucky's Tale, which is. Not Microsoft published, but Windows exclusive. Oh, and Candy Crush Saga.
Oh.
Woohoo! Right, moving on from Monster Hunter, because I haven't really put in enough time to sort of give a verdict.
Okay.
But I have been playing a lot of Sea of Thieves beta.
I can get this on PC, can't I? Where do I get this from?
Did you sign up?
I don't even remember.
I don't think I did.
Which, if you haven't signed up and you haven't pre-ordered, then you know it's not open, it's closed.
Closed.
It's a closed.
Oh, I'm sure they'll do an open one eventually.
It's currently literally closed anyway. Finished this morning. I've been playing it across both Xbox and PC. So if you had the Vita, you've got access across both platforms. Both platforms hold up really, really well. PC obviously looks a bit nicer. However, because they've gone down the whole cel-shaded, almost sort of World of Warcraft style art, there isn't much for it to sort of hold up with. It's going to look good on all platforms, and that's probably a very sensible art decision. It's okay. You have to play with people, and you have to play with a voice chat on. I've played it a couple of times where people just have refused to put on their mic, and you can't get a team action going.
Yeah.
So there's different styles of ship. There's one person ship, small crew ships, and full crew ships. So a full crew is for four or more people. On the beta, I think it's limited to two, but I think you're going to be able to have more than four on the main game. But you know, there's multiple riggings and masts and stuff that need changing, and sails need altering, and jobs on the boat, basically. So you need more people for it. And trying to do it with people not chatting on voice, it's just literally impossible. And like, we're on an island, and they're all just not doing stuff. They're, you know, visiting the shops and things, and someone else wants to leave, but no one's chatting. And yeah, you have to use voice comms for it to work.
Yes.
However, on the Xbox, more people seem to use voice chat. So when I was playing on the Xbox, everyone was using voice chat. And it worked really well. I was put in with randoms. Everyone seemed really friendly and really sort of keen to play the game and actually experience it properly. We got into a couple of little battles with other pirate ships. I got eaten by several sharks.
Pre-order beta.
It's not. It's an insider program as well. If you're part of the Xbox Insider program. And you've been playing the alpha like me, then you get access to the beta.
Okay, maybe I have. Or is that Windows Insider?
No, Xbox Insider and Windows Insider, like everything.
Okay, well, I'm on the Windows Insider program. So
maybe
I did have access and just didn't play it all weekend.
But it was, it's well worth adventuring for. I was really impressed, but you have to play as a team. So the fact that it's cross play and buy means that it should be simple to get a team going across sort of our gaming social group.
Because you were saying that when you were playing on Xbox, you were getting the voice chat, but you weren't getting the voice chat on PC.
Yeah, I wonder if that was just from the time of day, though.
Yeah.
It is officially cross play. So for instance, James was playing on the Xbox.
Yeah.
And I could invite him and join him from the PC.
Okay.
So that was the thing. So it's definitely cross-play. It may have been time of day. It may have just been people that were playing in my area. I don't know. But that was my general impression. But playing on the PC was... I mean, obviously, mouse and keyboard is a fantastic control method. Especially for first-person games. The skeleton... Oh, my God, the skeleton. So when you land on the island, when it gets... I mean, it doesn't have to be dark, but especially when it's dark, skeletons start spawning.
Okay.
Oh, and they don't make much noise, and suddenly you're being attacked, and it all gets a bit stressful. But it is good fun. So you'll turn around and give them a few whacks with your sword, or a little shot with your little pistol-y gun, or you've got a sniper rifle we have by default in the beta. They've expanded the amount of stuff. So in the alpha, we didn't have all the weapons, as far as I remember. I feel like it was just a pistol and a sword. But now you've even got like a mug to drink grog. Oh, the first thing I did in the game was get drunk. And being drunk in this game is so well done. You know how in most games you get drunk and your vision just goes a bit blurry and then you're sick?
Yep.
In Sea of Thieves, they've built in a full drunk walking engine. So if you have more than you can handle, you'll start staggering when you walk. So
okay,
you'll press forward on the pad and they'll sort of... You press forward to walk forward, and there's sort of resistance by your character, who'll then stumble back two steps and then run forward five steps. It's really funny, and it makes controlling it an absolute pig. But I had a lot of fun running around being violently sick and stumbling everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if mine's got it, but mine's not showing up the games I own anyway. So
it's a bit hidden. Are you in the Xbox Insider Hub?
No, I'm on Microsoft Store.
So if you're on the Microsoft Store, install the Xbox Insider Hub.
Oh, you have to go through there, do you?
Yeah, and then from there, you will get Insider content on the left-hand side. And if you're eligible, you will see Sea of Thieves. If you don't see it on the Insider content, you're not eligible.
Okay, I'll have to have a look at that then.
But Sea of Thieves, definitely one to watch. It looks like it's shaping up really nicely. And it's come a long way from when I played it in the alpha a few times. So keep eyes on Sea of Thieves. It's available from pre-order on various places. I think CD Keys, or in fact, I think we've got a link to that, so go to theinfinitecraft.com/CDKeys. Have got it for £33 on Xbox.
Okay.
Oh no, it's gone up now. It's now £42. But you can get it from GameSeek if you're lucky on their Cyclonic deals when it comes up for £32.
Okay.
And that's, of course, cross play, cross buy. Cross everything. Definitely one to watch. Pleasantly impressed. I was a bit nervous about it. It was on my games that could go catastrophically wrong.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's shaping up. My only concern with it is that if the player base drops off, there's not going to be much of a game there.
Did you say you could play it 2v2, though?
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. I got distracted, didn't I, when I was talking about the ships? So the big ships require lots of people, but if you choose a smaller ship, then you can even spawn in a one-man ship where everything is designed to be able to be done by one person or two people.
Is it an open world, or is it... So if I spawn in with a one-person ship, do I then just meet up with random other people? Does it matchmake me, or...
Don't know is the honest answer to that one. Do you mean, like, if you spawn in with one-person ships, do you only meet one-person ships?
Yeah, or...
No, I suspect you'll meet big ships
as well. So it's sort of everyone's online together.
Yes.
And you just as far as I know.
Yeah, as far as I know. I'm guessing there's servers and sharding and things.
That's quite interesting how that works.
That's my guess. I don't know for sure, because I only played in big boy mode with big pirate ships. But the really cool thing is that on Reddit, people were already reporting finding sort of hidden islands and stuff that weren't on the map.
Okay.
So, yeah. That was really cool. Really impressed.
Cool.
Really, really impressed. It's as long as they carry on going the way that they're going, it will be excellent.
Yeah, the only thing I'd say is that I'd like to, if I was going to do that, I'd like to get a group of people that are always online on a certain night,
and we
crew up together, and always crew up together on a certain night, and just.
Well, we could have a Loopcast crew.
We could do.
It has to be on PC.
We could broadcast live from the Infinite Loop Cup, from
is
the
cross play?
Loopcast.
Cross play, yeah, that's what Dave was saying. Mm-hmm. Cross play, so we could get, maybe if we can, we can get Anna and Dave on Xboxes and us on PCs, or
yeah, I'll be on both.
Yeah,
I won't be limiting myself just to the Xbox. The nice thing about cross play, really, and this is the first game that's actually going to matter.
Oh, this one is cross buy as well, isn't it? This one is actually cross buy.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I think it's probably cheaper just to buy the just PC version, isn't it?
No, they're the same price.
Are they? Oh, okay.
Because
I did notice that with something else, it was cheaper to buy just Cuphead. You could either buy the Steam version, which was slightly cheaper, or you could buy the Xbox One Windows 10 version.
The Xbox One Windows 10 version is currently £9.
Of Sea of Thieves?
No, Cuphead.
Oh yeah, I think the Steam one was a couple of quid less when I was buying it anyway.
Yeah, you said
the only downside with the Steam one is that you won't get the I mean, it doesn't affect you because you don't have an Xbox, but if you've got an Xbox or you're going to get an Xbox, then you won't get
it. Yeah, you're right, I won't get it. But then I've got it. I'm going to play it on here if I play it.
Yeah.
The other thing I found was that if you bought, when I was buying Forza Horizon, if you bought the Xbox version on disc, you got it a lot cheaper.
Yeah, disc on the Xbox will always be cheaper than the digital cross-play version.
Yeah.
But that's always the case. I mean, generally, disc is cheaper than digital.
But on the PC, you couldn't get that cheaper version, is the problem.
So maybe not with Forza, because I don't think they released a disc version of it on Forza, but they are releasing a...
No, Forza Horizon was cheaper if I bought it on disc on Xbox. But for PC, there was no way of buying...
disc.
Anything other than the Xbox Store.
Yeah, so they've obviously changed because, you know, Sea of Thieves is available on everything.
Is it available on Steam as well, then?
Don't know.
Because the thing is, if you buy the store, the Microsoft Online Store version, you get the Xbox version and the PC version.
Yeah. But you can get the Windows Store version from not the Windows Store, so you can get it from... I'm getting mine from GameSeek, for example.
It's still the slightly more expensive version, though.
I don't know, I'll pay £32.
Yeah, but... okay.
Pretty good.
But
and in fact, if you've got an Xbox, the best way of doing it is to pay the monthly subscription now for Game Pass. Because all the Microsoft games, so the Xbox exclusives, are all going on to Game Pass.
Yeah, and if I could play all those on the PC,
you can, apparently, if they are cross-play compatible, then you will get the PC version as well in your account while you're subscribed.
Aren't all their games going to go? Aren't all their first-party ones going to go cross-play?
All their new games, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a pretty good offer, you know.
That is tempting. How much is it, the Game Pass? It's not that expensive, is it?
I think it's like £8 a month.
I might wait until there's something new on there. But
they do offers for it. You do get a free month as well. But I've got a feeling it's there you go, $7.99 per month.
How much is it for a year?
Well, you can pay with Xbox credit, so I guess the cheapest way of doing it is getting cheap Xbox credit, putting on a year's worth, and doing it that way.
Oh, you get 14 days free.
Those are 14 days free.
Oh, it doesn't have an annual price, it just has a monthly price here.
Yeah, I think it's just monthly, non-committal monthly price.
In the US, at least, you can buy a yearly.
Have you looked at Gift Game Pass?
Oh, no.
But also, if you can buy a year in the US, then just buy it in the US, and it will be cross thing because it's on Microsoft, and all the Microsoft passes and things are region free. So you can buy Xbox Live in the States and then use it on the UK.
Oh, okay.
I think, don't quote me on that. You could be wrong.
Definitely
the games you can do, but buy everywhere. I might be wrong. But that's pretty cool. You know, Recall's on there. In fact, I'll tell you what, that will tell...
Do you know that for definite you can play these on PC?
I'm just about to check with Recall, because I have not got Recall Digital Edition. This is purely through Game Pass that I've got access to the Digital Edition. I've got a disc. So, hold on. Let me have a look. Recall Definitive Edition. Yeah, if you have Game Pass, it is free.
Okay, and Zoo Tycoon is free as well. I want to play Zoo Tycoon.
Second one's coming, isn't it? Zoo Tycoon 2?
I don't know, but that Zoo Tycoon is Play Anywhere as well. It looks like they've backdated some games, because that came out before Play Anywhere, I believe.
So it says Recall Definitive Edition. Currently, Recall Definitive Edition says only available on Xbox One.
Okay.
So they may not have released the Definitive Edition on PC. And it says available on PC. Let me just click on Game Hub. 1 second.
Okay. Say this is... You say it might be worth it if there are...
It does. You know who could tell us is former host extraordinaire, James. Let me drop him a text and see if he gets back to us during the show.
Recall, definitive edition.
What do you want to work out if it's, yeah, if no, it's play anywhere?
It says... Yeah, it is play anywhere. Recall.
Yeah, I know, but do you get it?
It says Game Pass on the PC store, so I don't know. Maybe I'll sign up for a trial and try and play off these things. Not that I care about Recall. It's supposed to be a bit pants.
It's very good until you get at the end, and then they suddenly turn around and be like, oh, now go and collect 8 million MacGuffins.
Okay, yeah.
So the actual game is well worth playing, just don't bother finishing
it.
Yeah.
Enjoy playing with it. Just play with the first bit.
The actual game, all the way, you know, 99% of the game is fantastic. Just the last 1% where you finish it is
stupid.
I heard
they were going to patch in some extra bits at the end.
I think they may have done, and I haven't played it since it came out.
Because wasn't there a missing robot or something?
Yeah, they took out that. I don't know if that came back in or not.
Oh, that's interesting. Resident Evil 7 is Capcom. That's a play anywhere game.
James says he owns Recall fully, so can't tell.
Okay. Oh. Well.
This.
We'll do some research.
Looks like it's play anywhere. There's quite a few. Middle Earth. I thought it was just the first party things. Ark, Resident Evil, Injustice 2. If you go to search on the Microsoft website and you go to Windows games, and then on there they have a thing that's called Xbox Live Games in the Windows games section, and it looks like all of these are
play
anywhere.
Yeah, they've back added a bunch of games because I think they've added a load of play anywhere games.
I'm looking for all the Telltale games.
Maybe the old ones they've added as well.
I'm surprised there's no filter for this on the Windows Store.
I'll send you this link. I would assume this is the closest that there is to a filter.
You would have thought they'd put it in here.
I can see everything I can see on here seems to be play anywhere.
There's an awful lot of
Sea of Thieves on there. But it's strange that. It's strange that Capcom did it with Resident Evil, but not done it with Monster Hunter.
But Capcom are releasing a PC version. James says currently you don't get the PC version with Game Pass, but you do if you buy the game.
But surely Resident Evil 7, there's a PC version.
Yes. No, that's not. He's not saying you don't get cross-buy. He's just saying with Game Pass you don't currently get it.
No, I mean.
So you can't use Game Pass on the PC?
Currently not.
Okay.
But Phil Spencer basically said it's coming.
Okay.
So hold on to pants, but it is coming. But yeah, no, cross play is getting quite good. There's quite a lot of content that's play anyway.
Yeah, I was just wondering why Resident Evil 7 wasn't Capcom. Because there is a PC version of Resident Evil 7, isn't there?
Is there? I don't think there is.
No, surely there is. Oh, it's coming.
Maybe it's coming. Maybe that's
a. See. Yeah, it's on Steam.
So there is a Wikipedia article for cross-play compatible games.
Yeah, it looks Xbox. Like there's an awful lot.
Astroneer is going to be cross thingy. I
already own Astroneer. Yeah.
Ark, A Walk in the Dark, Cuphead. Defunct, Disneyland Adventures, Enter the Gungeon, Everspace, Fable, Fortune, Fallout Shelter, Forza Horizon 3, Forza 7, Full Metal Furies, there you go. That's going to be cross-play, cross-buy.
That's a different game.
That's a different Gears. Game.
No Forza Truce with the Furies is the one that we played.
Okay, fine. So this is Full Metal Furies, which... who was this Celador Games as well?
No.
No, it's just...
That's funny that there's two Furies.
Well, yep. The Furies were Norse... mythology.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Okay. Gears of War 4, Gigantic, Gwent, Halo Wars 2, Halo Wars Definitive Edition, Hallowed Neighbor, Killer Instinct Season 3, Middle-Earth Shadow War, Ooblets, Phantom Dust, Pinball Effect, Raiders of the Broken Planet, Recall.
And he fades off into the distance.
Yeah, he disappeared. I don't know. You did. You. It was done so perfectly. You were just listing off games and you just faded.
Yeah, no, not intentional. So I've been playing that. What else have I been playing that I can regale you with tales of? I haven't actually finished.
Cool, you are quiet now.
Yeah, you're going quiet.
Is it fixed?
It's a performance problem.
You're not performing well enough, Dave.
I'm going to open Peace. I'm just going to boost my microphone on Peace.
Okay.
There you go. Does that work?
Not no screen, but...
Who knows? So yeah, basically, there's lots of stuff on Play Anywhere. In terms of other games that I have been playing, I don't think there has been many. At all, if any. I played a bit of golf with the Discord lot.
Okay.
Golf friends. It's quite good fun. Yeah.
Have they added more stuff to that? Is that the one I own, or is that not the one I own?
Yeah, that's the one you own. There's another two or three courses in there.
Courses.
Yeah, and Golf It, which is the one that's very similar to Golf With Friends, now has a course editor thing as well. You can make your own courses. Which is amazing. Yes, I haven't really been playing much else.
Golf With Friends. We initially said end of 2016, but we underestimated the time needed. We think around mid to late 2017 should be enough time to complete and release our fully featured game.
Still not released, is it?
Well done on keeping your Steam place up to date. Steam page.
Have you seen the game White Knight? As in White Knight, as in the time of day, not as in.
No.
So this is a game that I really want to play, but I want to find out some...
This has been at EGX, I believe, a couple of times.
It's a horror adventure game.
Okay, that's why I haven't paid attention.
But it's not like Resident Evil, it's like point and click. So it's more like Oxenfree.
Okay.
And you play a detective exploring a manor, but it's all done in black and white. Looks really cool, right?
Ah. Oh, blimey. There's loads of them.
White Knight.
Yeah, 2015 game by Activision.
Yes, no, 2015 game by Activision.
Okay.
I didn't realise it was that old.
Yeah, it was at EGX a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was in an area alongside... What was the other game called? The Mountain, was it? Something like that.
Sorry, what have you been playing?
Not a lot, because I've been away. I got an Amazon Fire Stick. No, not an Amazon Fire Stick. An Amazon Fire Kindle that I've been playing stuff on. But
Fire Tablet, you mean? Not a Kindle.
Yeah, Kindle Tablet. Kindle Tablet. Fire Kindle
no,
Tablet.
Fire Tablet is the tablet. Kindle is the reader only.
But it's a Kindle device.
Okay.
I'm sure it is. It's, yeah, because it says welcome to your Kindle when you turn it on.
That's weird.
I'm sure. Okay. It's the fire tablet anyway, okay?
Way to mess up their branding, yeah.
I'm sure it says welcome to Kindle. Maybe it doesn't say welcome
to Kindle. Maybe it does, because...
I'm sure it used to be called a Fire Kindle, didn't it? Kindle
no.
Fire.
There was a Kindle Fire, which was a tablet.
Yeah, and then this is what's come from that, isn't it?
Yeah, their marketing, their branding was terrible.
Yeah,
that's why they didn't sell many Fires to start with, because everyone thought it was just a Kindle. So they couldn't browse the internet and stuff on it. They could just read books and the like.
No, they're good. I mean, for what you get for the amount of money you spend on them.
Did you get the ad version?
Yeah, I got the ad version, but it doesn't mean anything.
Well, you can remove the ads, but yeah.
Yeah, you can do it through a thingy,
a hack thing, yeah.
Yeah, but even then, I can't be bothered. All it is the ads on the home screen.
Yeah. Yeah, on the lock screen, yeah.
On the lock screen? Yeah. Well, so what? How long do I just swipe up off the lock screen. If I'm not going on the thing to use the lock screen because there's nothing on the lock screen. So it can keep the ads there. I might remove them eventually. But
I think that's why they put them there, because people, it's not getting in your way.
No.
And you do see them,
yeah,
even briefly. So
yeah,
they're making
it keeps advertising. The weird thing is, it knows what I've been buying because it shows, obviously, it's linked to my Amazon account.
Yeah.
But it keeps recommending to me a Kindle case. It's like, protect your Kindle, buy a Kindle case. But I bought one.
So it should know
that I don't want one.
Amazon do that, though. If you buy one of something, they recommend others like it. And you think, well, I've just bought one. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I already have one. But yeah. They try and resell you the same things over and over again, even if you bought them. It works to some extent. So for music and books and things, it works because they basically show you similar books and music. But for technology devices, I've just bought a Kindle. If you've just bought a tablet, you don't want to buy another tablet. Okay, they could try and sell you a case, but if you've already bought a case, then you maybe don't want one.
Yeah. I went through and looked at what Android, because I've only had iOS up to this point. So I went and looked in my Humble account to see what stuff I had for Android, because sometimes they give you Android keys for, well, Android downloads for the PC ones they've given you.
Yeah.
So I went and downloaded a load of stuff around the world in 80 days. I might have had that on my Amazon account anyway from when. So the other thing with the new one, Amazon Underground, they cancelled Amazon Underground. If you remember Amazon Underground, we used to get the full free-to-play stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, you never had to pay anything. And, you know, they start KOTOR was on there. You know, Star Wars KOTOR was on there. Some other games were on there. I went through, is it Earn to Die or something? I've played all the way through that. You know, it was just a simple drive-forward, upgrade your car game. There's lots of clicker games and stuff on there, but you don't have to pay anything in them, because it's all supported from Amazon Underground. But the problem I had was the new Fire tablet doesn't have it installed, and you can't install it on there because they're cancelling it.
Okay.
And there's no way to get the... If you already had them on your account, if you'd already activated them through a previous device, then you could have them.
Okay.
Now, I'd obviously done it, I can't remember, on someone's Amazon at one point. But I didn't have a lot of the games. But when I went away, my brother came as well. And he had his older generation Kindle. So I logged in on his, went to the store, went to the Amazon Underground section, activated them all on my account, and then went to mine and downloaded them all. So I've got Star Wars, KOTOR and stuff to work through now.
You could probably find the APK for that somewhere.
You could probably find the APK. Yeah, but that's a less, you know, you should be paying for it.
Yeah.
This is doing it.
I love how KOTOR... works so well on touch.
Does it work well?
Oh yeah, I've had on my iPhone for ages.
Okay, so that's what I was worried about. I've not tried it yet, but I plan on trying it.
No, if it's anything like the iOS version, it's
I'm sure it'd be identical.
It plays as good as, you know, it's as enjoyable as the original.
So I completed I played a long time ago. You ever played is it called Anomaly Warzone or Anomaly something? Anomaly Wars on Earth, I'm sure that's what it's called, which was a tower defense game. It was on Steam. It was on... I played it on iOS a long time ago. Then they did a spin-off one called Anomaly Career, and then they did Korea, and then they did Anomaly 2. And I'm not sure if I ever finished Anomaly Career. And I noticed it was in my Humble account, so I played my way through that. That was interesting. I might have finished it before. It was not that long. It took me about a day playing on and off to complete. I've played something else just before I went away. I got back into something. Oh, Battlefield 1. I'd started to get back into.
Oh, okay.
Battlefield 1. Yeah, good. Because you know, there's a couple more map packs out. I thought I best plow on with some of these games that I need to complete. Now I finished Kingdom Hearts and Tomb Raider, so I'm planning on starting up Wolfenstein. But yeah, Battlefield 1, that's going well. The thing is, they've reduced it. It's so cheap now. I wish I'd never bothered with the season pass. You know, it's the same as what they did with Battlefront 1. You know, eventually the season pass went free, and I never end up playing it enough to justify getting the season pass originally.
I think it's $11.99 currently.
What, the season pass?
Yeah.
See, I bought it. I didn't even buy it that long ago. I bought it about 2 months ago for about 20 quid. So I thought, oh, good, it's gone down.
Included the game?
No. You can buy it with the game now for about 20 quid because you get the Revolution Edition.
Battlefield Revolution Edition is currently 22 quid if you've got Xbox Gold.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, it's not much. It's about 20 quid.
And the premium pass by itself is £12 if you've got Gold.
Yeah, exactly. It's dirt cheap. I think I paid 20 quid about 2 months ago, and I've not actually played the game since then. So I regret that a little bit. I think, you know, well, Battlefront 2, I'm not going to get Battlefront 2 in its current state. But if that had gone with a season pass, I'd probably skip it. I think that's a big difference between what EA does with theirs and what Call of Duty, because the Call of Duty season passes never, ever go down in price, or, you know, not until they're about 10 years out of date. But the EA tend to start giving away the map packs eventually, or making them really cheap. So I think I'll just hold on next time I get to a Battlefront or Battlefield game.
Yeah, it's annoying, because if you want to start playing from the beginning, then it's almost always worth just getting the Gold Edition straight up.
Yeah, but they don't, you know, the stuff isn't released then at launch, and we're not even halfway through.
It doesn't drop until quite a long time after the first pack. I think Battlefield 1 has been worse because content's been so slow.
Yeah, we're not even halfway through. I think we've got 2 packs at the moment.
Yeah.
So there's 2 packs to go, and already it's been, you know, I bought it reduced, and even then it's been reduced again, and you can get the full game with the pack for 20 quid now.
I don't know if it's on the PlayStation sale at the moment, because there is a sale going on PlayStation.
It was in one of them recently. That's why I saw it so cheap.
They got The Last Guardian, 12 quid.
Is that how much The Last Guardian? That's interesting. Oh, the thing is, now I'm just like, I've got so much to play. And
you've
PS Plus.
The Last Guardian, haven't you?
I don't have The Last Guardian. You're getting confused with... I keep telling you I've got something else, and you keep thinking I've got Last Guardian. Which one is it? Horizon Zero Dawn, I think it is.
The Last Guardian.
You always think I bought The Last Guardian. I definitely don't have The Last Guardian.
Okay. I think you're lying to me.
No. I have Wolfenstein to play. I have Doom to play. I have Dishonored to play. I have...
Sure why you're lying to me, but I'm pretty confident.
South Park to play. I don't have The Last Guardian. I expect it to be on PS Plus soon.
Yes, I'm sure it will. I'm waiting for Akami HD to go on PS Plus or Xbox.
It was on PS Plus before.
Not the new HD version.
Oh, not the PS4. Is it on PS4, this new version, is it?
Yeah.
So the PS3 version was on Plus.
Yeah.
Before. No, that's not cross-buy then, I assume, if you own the PS3 version.
No, it's a whole new release.
Ugh. They should cross-buy that stuff. Well, talking of old games, I've got I sort of caved. I waited... Oh, Amazon had their £10 off voucher the other day. So I ordered myself a SNES Classic.
Nice.
That's arriving tomorrow.
It still hasn't arrived.
Oh, no. Well, I could have had it. Well, actually, it was a weird thing because everyone was saying it had sold out. And I thought, oh, I'll just have a look. And I went on, and then it was trying to sell me from a different seller. But I noticed on the right that Amazon was there. So I clicked on it, said, oh, it won't be delivered until... But when did I order? I think I ordered last... When was this deal? It was like Wednesday or Tuesday. And it said, oh, it won't be delivered until from the 29th. It'll be 29th at the earliest, which is why Amazon were almost treating it as sold out, because they were waiting for new stock. I thought, well, that's fine, because I'm away until the 28th. You know, I can be in when it arrives on the 20, on the 30th. So it's arriving tomorrow now, arriving on the 30th. So, yeah, I'll be able to update on what that... I've played one already, but I'll be able to update properly on what that's like next week. I'm thinking I might maybe be a bit naughty and increase it from the 30 games.
Is there a way to do that?
Oh, yeah, it's not even difficult. Even the Switch has been hacked now.
Has it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought it'd been hacked, but hasn't it been?
It's been patched, has it?
Yeah.
Well, so that's the thing with the SNES Mini. They're not going to fix it, are they? How are they going to fix it?
Well, there is that, yes.
Because it's not internet. There's no internet. And the chip on it, I think, is 500 meg, and most SNES games are not even. I don't even know what they are.
But yeah, you can. Yeah, you can put a whole bunch on, can't you?
Yeah, you can fit about. I think you can fit about 200 on there or something. But it depends on which games they are. So a game ranges from about 0.23 meg to 4 meg, and there's 500 meg of space. And obviously there's some system stuff on there, but you know, I doubt that that's that big. If it's just an emulator for the SNES. So I'll probably chuck on some games, because I can't remember which games are on it. Because I know Donkey Kong Country's on there.
Yeah, I don't know if Donkey Kong Country 2 and 3 are on there.
Yeah, so I might just stick like 2 and 3 on there and go through, get maybe like Mario All-Stars or something instead of whichever one's on there now. It's just Mario World, I think, on there now. Mario World and Mario World 2. Yeah, just the original Donkey Kong Country. No 2, no 3 on there. You know, there's only one Kirby game on there. Is there only one? No, there's 2 Kirby games, sorry. I might go through and just mess around with it. I didn't realize there was a football game on there. Super Soccer. So there's 5 on there that are only on the Japanese edition. So the Street Fighter. So Earthbound isn't on the Japanese one, it's on the SNES one. Is it Earthbound 3 that people go on about, though? Or is it Earth? It's Mother 3, isn't it? Mother 2.
Yeah.
Or Mother 2, sorry. I'm going to play that event finally. Because that's one of those things that people always say is one of the best games ever.
Mother.
No, Earthbound. Mother 2. There was something else that I wanted to... You know, I've never properly gone through... A Link to the Past I've got on my Wii U, so I probably won't bother with that. There was another one on there that I might... Super Metroid I had on the Wii, but I might start it again on here because I don't have my Wii around anymore now. I've got the Wii U because Nintendo doesn't do keeping your game library. They don't do accounts very well, do they? Is that improved with the Switch? Things
believe,
are tied to your account.
I believe it's been approved, yeah. I believe it's tied to your account, so if your Switch breaks, you can just re-download it on the new Switch.
So there's a Fire Emblem game on the Japanese version, it seems. And the game, the Street Fighter, we get Hyper Fighting and they get the new challenges. So we actually get the newer... they get the newer one and the Japanese one, which is interesting. The new challenges was newer. But Hyper Fighting, I think, was better. That's interesting that it has different games, though. But it doesn't matter, because I will probably install them. Maybe not. Don't come after me, Mr. Nintendo, because I'm sure Mr. Nintendo is listening.
Yeah.
Maybe my... Your uncle who works at Nintendo is listening, is he?
Yeah, my uncle works at Nintendo, yeah.
So, I'll report back on that next week.
Didn't take your DS on with you on a holiday?
I did. I didn't play it. I played some... I didn't play barely any of my DS or any of my Vita. Trouble is with the sun and the screen, it's quite difficult.
Does make it more tricky.
Yeah, so I was just reading a lot of stuff on the new Kindle and playing through bits and pieces on the Kindle. HQ. I've been playing HQ. Have you tried HQ?
Oh,
this is iOS only. Yeah, the quiz game on the iOS.
Do tell us.
So every, I don't know, I think it's at 9 o'clock and at 6 o'clock or something. I think it seems to change every day, actually. But it's a quiz game. And you get 12 questions. And if you get all of them right, you win some money. But if you get one wrong, you're out. And it's that simple. I think I got to 8 questions a couple of times. I've not got all 12. But, you know, if you get on the American one, if you get the American one, then I think it's about $5,000 you can win. But when it's the UK version, it's only about $500. If anyone wants to download HQ, download it on iOS. You know, chuck in my little referral code. I think it's SIMAGGIO, SIMAGGIO.
Don't you get an extra life or something?
You get an extra life, yeah. And I don't know if they get an extra life as well. They need to. I don't know if there's an incentive to putting it in. You might get an extra life. No promises. If you're downloading it, it's worth trying anyway. You don't lose anything by putting in my referral thing for sure. So yeah, that's interesting. You know, the questions. Some of the American questions can be a bit Americanized. There was like, what is the American spelling of mayonnaise? I was like, oh damn, I don't know what the American spelling is. I don't even know if it's different from the UK version. I think I got that wrong. So I was playing through that on my OS, and I tried Beholder as well, but I haven't got very far on that to really report back. If any of you have played that.
No, what is it?
No.
You're basically in charge of a tower block in like a Soviet Russia type place, or like a communist-y type place where the state, or like basically the state is, 1982 state. And you're basically to monitor the other residents of the place and report ones who are doing things naughty. And every day, you know, like in Papers, Please, you play Papers, Please. You know, yeah. So there's different regulations that come in each day. It's the same as that. So, you know, you got to watch out for people. Suddenly it'll be no one is allowed to talk about this band. And, you know, if you see someone talk about that band, then you have to report them to the police. And you also have to manage, you know, like keeping the people happy and keeping your family happy. And I think it's going to go, I don't know because I'm very early on, but I'm getting heavy vibes of it's going to go down the route that someone in my family is going to break the law. I'm going to have to decide whether to send them off or not.
Send them off.
And what the repercussions of that are. So I was going through that on my iOS. And that's about it from me.
Doesn't sound like we'd be doing tons, really.
No.
I did a bit more Bridge Constructor. I played Colt Express, which is an old board game on the phone as well.
Sorry, you missed me and Aaron playing a board game on Tabletop Simulator.
Oh, which board game did you play?
Burgle Bros.
Yep.
It's a cooperative heist game.
Oh, I think I've heard of it, actually.
It's pretty good. We had quite good fun playing it. You have to get involved the next time we do it.
Yeah, for sure. I think I've got Tabletop Simulator. I think I must have got it in a Humble bundle.
It was in a Humble recently, yeah. Yeah, it was, but I don't know. There was a Humble sale recently as well, which it may have been in. You mentioned earlier about Battlefront 2. Apparently they're reworking the progression system.
Oh, they've been working it for a while. I don't know what that's going to mean. Probably still going to have loot boxes.
I don't know, it's just... Yeah, they said that they've heard loud and clear and they are redoing it, but no one knows if that means that it's being fully redone. Or what. But yeah, that's going to be a thing. Next month's Games with Gold has been announced as well. Did you see that while you were away?
Yeah, it looked like something quite good. I can't remember what it was.
It is Shadow Warrior. Right name. Yeah, Shadow Warrior, which is first-person fighty-fighty slasher thing. And then Assassin's Creed Chronicles India. That's going to be one of them.
They're interested in the Chronicles games.
Split Second, which was the stunt racing game, I believe, and Crazy Taxi. Awesome. I think it's a pretty good selection. Just me then. PlayStation haven't.
No, it looks good. Yeah, we wait. The PlayStation won't be announced till this week because they do that weird thing. And then next Humble will be this week as well. Actually, Humble will be actually released this week. So you've only got a few days.
Friday, won't you?
Yeah, you've only got a few days left. And Owlboy.
And Owlboy, yeah, you're right. Owlboy's in there as well. Although that's coming out on the Switch on the 13th. That's a 13th of Feb Switch release. But for those of you who prefer to switch things up, do what I did there, then go on the Switch. Right. Mm-hmm. I've got monster hunting to do.
Good luck with it. I've got, I don't know what I've got, sleeping to do, catching up on my sleep probably.
You go do that. I might try and play some
Rock. I might try some Wolfenstein, possibly.
So much choice, Si, so much choice.
I know, and I've even more tomorrow. Oh, I said, it feels like a stupid purchase. I'm regretting it at the minute, but I'm sure it'll be great. My new SNES.
You'll love it.
It was my first console, so to be fair, it has a... And it has the games that I got with my first console. It has the game I got with my first console, which was Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Hyper Fighting, and Donkey Kong Country. Those were the first two console games I owned.
I much prefer the classic Donkey Kong Country to the new ones.
You mean Tropical Freeze.
Yeah, I just found it too hard. It was just like brick wall hard, rather than pleasant challenge like Donkey Country was.
Ah, fair enough. Well,
my issue with it. Right. Ty, where can people follow you?
At UKVG Deals, if they want to follow up on all the deals. It's been a bit quiet the last 2 weeks because I've been away, but we will be picking up. And actually, there hasn't been many deals, but it'll be picking up again over the next couple of weeks. It's always that January lull.
January, but there's going to be some daily goodness, one would imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be something for... I mean, there do tend to be a couple of sales in January. You know, they do their January sales on PlayStation and stuff, but they're all announced at the start of the month and then they just last the month. So there's nothing new. If you haven't got it at the start of the month, there's not much new by the time you get to the end.
Dearly, dearly good. Aaron, where can people follow you?
I'm at AaronHUK.
You can follow me at FlyShe. You can follow the entire show over at The Loopcasters. You can go on our website, theloopcasters.com, and you can go to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/x045.
Yeah. Obviously, we're tweeting all of the interviews. So follow us on Twitter and you'll get links to all the posted YouTube videos.
Please subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah, please subscribe and then you'll get notified anyway.
I mean, you might start to, if we get lots of subscribers, we might start changing some formats and stuff.
Well, I'm planning to do some streaming as well. So there'll be some live streaming happening on there soon.
Great stuff. Good work, Aaron.
Trying to edit these soon. These first.
Yeah. Fantastic. Right. Let's all bugger off then.
Okay.
Beep.
Bye.